This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Exit Strategies, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Much of the attention in Opportunity Zone investing focuses on getting in, qualifying gains, the 180-day window, choosing a fund. But the exit is where the marquee benefit, the 10-year tax-free exclusion, is actually captured, and the way you exit determines whether you keep that benefit or forfeit it. Exiting an OZ investment is not as simple as selling a stock. The investment is illiquid, the timing matters enormously, the exclusion election has specific mechanics, and an early exit can unwind the very benefits you invested for. This guide walks through the main Opportunity Zone exit strategies, exiting at the 10-year mark, the difference between fund-level and investor-level exits, the consequences of an early exit, secondary sales of COF interests, and how to coordinate your exit with your taxes. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment or tax advice. Exiting at the 10-year mark is the central OZ exit strategy, because that is when the program's signature benefit becomes available. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.